Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns. If you want the show to keep going strong, if you enjoy it, please help support it. Patreon.com/WeHaveConcerns.
That's all I wanted. All I wanted it was to look like two guys sitting in the infinite whiteness of an eventual death. That's all I wanted. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens, and a special hello to our patrons who are watching us via video again
Yay.
This week.
Well, we hope.
We hope.
We said it before.
getting closer and closer to video. I can feel it, you guys. I can absolutely feel it.
Only they know what gesture I'm making right now.
You gotta make a different gesture than last time.
Well, they didn't see it last time.
Maybe they did. And they want a different gesture. You gotta give them value.
All right.
You're always talking about value for value.
I gotta think of more gestures. I'm kind of a one gesture guy, sadly.
Me too.
Hey, Anthony, let me ask you a kind of a personal question.
Sure.
You ever swallow anything you weren't supposed to?
Yep.
What did you swallow?
I think one time I sprayed a bunch of roach spray in my mouth and swallowed it just to see what it would do.
That's not good. It kills things. That's its job is to kill things.
Kills roaches, but I wondered what it would do to me.
Did you swallow roaches first?
No, I should have.
You should have.
And then I should have watched their progress.
That's more of a roach chaser is what that is.
I didn't really swallow. I chew on things. I've always been a person who like chews on keys, who like chews on stuff. When I was a kid, I would put like coins in my mouth and chew on them.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a swallower of things, really.
Me neither. I've never had that particular issue, but evidently it's widespread.
You know what? When I was 19, I got a tongue ring specifically because I was always messing with stuff in my mouth. And so I got a tongue ring.
Really?
So I could just like, yeah, you could
Your
still
see
that.
Your tongue was pierced?
Uh-huh.
What was that like, dude? That was like a total 90s thing.
It was a super 90s
Nobody really does that much anymore.
I had fire engine red hair at the time, too. So, like, this was the early millennium. We were in the early part of the millennium then. And,
yeah, that's true.
I lost it on a nightclub floor one night.
Because you were licking the floor?
It just kind of came out.
Oh.
And
because of all the floor licking?
Yeah, because of all the floor licking. And we were all just on so many drugs, and my friend was like, I can find it, man. I can find it. And we can put it back in. I was like, you're going to pick it up off that floor. And you want me to put it back in my mouth? Because even on drugs.
You know what bad ideas are?
I don't want something that dirty in my mouth. Although I just said that I'd chewed on keys and coins. So, like, who knows what my criteria is. But people swallow terrible things all
Evidently,
the time.
Evidently, this is a widespread problem. They say that every year in the United States, 3,500 people swallow watch batteries. The little watch batteries.
Don't do that!
I want to know, like, when was the last time you touched a watch battery, let alone got it near your mouth?
Well, they're just the little lithium batteries.
Yeah, so the smallest, easy to swallow, I guess.
So I use them for different electronic stuff, camera equipment and things like that. I've touched them recently.
I replaced my car clicker on my key ring.
Yeah. Every time you need one, it feels like an insult, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're just like, fuck, why? And where am I going to get them?
Where am I going to get that?
1973.
And
I actually.
Like different sizes of them?
My 3D glasses for my 3D TV. God bless 3D. I still don't think it's dead yet. It's going to come back.
It uses watch batteries?
It uses like the little lithium ion batteries.
Is it really?
Yeah. So I bought like a big strip of them.
Wow.
I have like 50 of them.
Well, that explains, I guess, if people buy strips of them, they're just going to end up in your mouth at some point.
Yeah, eventually
anything
you're going to run out of food and you're going to think, those batteries are mouth size.
Anything that comes in a strip form, anything you can buy in strips will end up in your mouth. That's a rule.
They're like the candy buttons of batteries.
Exactly.
You know? You just eat like the blue ones and you say that they taste different than the yellow ones. They don't.
Well, this is a story that was sent to us by Rachel Whitson. Thanks, Rachel. She sent it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com.
That is a great place to send stories. You can also go to our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com, where a very spirited discussion about aphantasia is going on right now.
That's right. Yeah. People are discovering things about themselves thanks to our story. But this is a story that you may have discovered something about yourself too. How many times have you swallowed something? We got our top men on this. Our top men and women are on this.
On what? On the swallowing problem.
We want to create – what is happening now is scientists have done it. They've really figured it out.
How to swallow things? You're going to get to it.
They created a meat robot
Nope.
to retrieve stuff from your stomach. It's an origami meat robot.
No, it's not.
I mean, another one of these. I know. I know what you're thinking. Another origami meat robot story.
You know what? I'll tell you what. When I'm on an airplane and I'm flipping through SkyMall and I'm two drinks in and I get to the origami meat robot, I almost do it every time.
Yeah, well, it's very tempting. They're so inexpensive.
Yeah. I get that and I want to get that in the Jimmy Buffett margarita maker. Every time.
Yeah. By the way, I saw Origami Meat Robot at Coachella, and they were incredible.
There you go.
No, this is real. This is MIT. Researchers at MIT. This is Daniela Russ, the director of MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab, created this robot that is made out of dried pig intestine. Sounds delicious.
Uh-huh.
This just sounds scrumptious.
Dried pig intestines are an Arduino, then?
No, that's not an art. Well, in this case, actually, they might be. I think you may have just figured it out. Cause in this case, they might be. But they're actually the same thing that you would have on a sausage casing. So it sounds disgusting, but that's just how disgusting sausages are normally. just normal level of sausage.
So what do? They just fold this, they fold dried pig intestines into a little Voltron shape and just shove it down your throat.
They shove it down your throat. It's got a little magnet in it. And it unfolds when it hits your stomach. It unfolds. It unorigamis itself into full robot form. I'll form the head, it says. And then they can control it externally using this magnet to have it find the battery that you swallowed, that 3,500 of you swallowed.
There's an important component of this missing. I understand pig intestine. Mm. I understand magnet.
Yep.
Where does the robot part come in? Like, how do they tell the pig intestine what to do? I don't understand. Is it articulate? Like, what do they put?
It says
things
the
in?
Only thing that, it, that
it's just
that,
a magnet.
It says it's a series of magnets that they use to control it, and they can move it around and then have it fold itself around the battery. Basically, the problem is.
Okay. So this is a tiny. If I were to potentially picture, like the squids from the Matrix, but made out of pig intestines.
Yes.
And all of those joints that the squid have. Were magnets.
Right.
And somebody is remote controlling these magnets, how they attract and repel each other.
Exactly.
To make these squids come after me, even though I know Kung Fu.
Yeah. And it's, even though you know Kung Fu, but it's a remarkably, low number of magnets that are required. So it's not a whole, like, tapestry of magnets. It's just,
well,
because
I was going to say, like, if the idea of this is, here's a robot that you can digest, but it's fucking full of magnets. Like, can you really digest it?
Well, no, that's the thing is that the magnets are very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll pass those. But
just like when I sprayed my mouth with a little bit of roach poison.
Yeah, you'll pass it. It's basically the same thing as roach poison. No, the pig intestine itself will be digested by your stomach. But the problem that they're solving here is that when the battery that 3,500 of you swallow every year hits your stomach, it kind of embeds in your esophagus or your stomach lining, and it, you know, sort of releases bad stuff, and it can be acidic and cause, you know, a hole in your stomach.
Wow.
So what they want to do is just
you're literally swallowing battery acid in a casing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And because it sort of embeds itself there, you won't pass it naturally, right? So it stays there and it injures you. So what happens is they get this pig intestine origami robot to wrap itself around the battery, pulling it away from the stomach lining so it's kind of floating there in your stomach so that then you can pass it through your butthole. If that wasn't clear.
All right. Listen up, the five of you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like any of you. And you killed the man who was going to be my husband. But we need you again.
That's right. We're going to do it again, too. But we were retired this time.
No. We're bringing you out of retirement this summer. They're back. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Adolf Hitler. Jack the Ripper.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger. Cancer Killers. Tumor Squad 2. Battery Patrol.
We already got all the cancer out of the man, but why does he
keep... No! It's not cancer! You're not listening! This is even worse! Well, it's not worse. It's actually a much simpler problem. And honestly... You guys are a little bit of overkill, and I did not mean that as a pun. I just keep going deeper and deeper into the explanation of this without actually getting to it. We just need to shrink you down to get a watch battery out of this idiot's stomach.
Hey, man, I'm not an idiot, you know? I just...
Why did you swallow a watch battery then? Yeah, why did you swallow the watch battery, you idiot man?
Well, listen, you know, there's a lot of technology that comes in strips, and...
right, man. I eat anything that comes in a strip.
Why is Jack the Ripper still so quiet?
I don't like it. It's unnerving, but we're putting him in your stomach.
Okay.
All right, we shrunk down. Let's kill this guy from the inside, too.
Why do we have to ride around in this crazy meat contraption?
Because the sequel always has to be bigger than the original. Yeah. That's why.
It's, it's Hollywood doing it again. Remakes. Meat makes. So it's constant. If I have to see another sequel that just goes to meat as a way to up the stakes.
Well, what do we do this time? Oh, you just make them out of meat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Make them out of meat and add a hoverboard. Kids love hoverboards.
Yeah. Men in Black 2. Meat boards.
You hear all the meat that was in Men in Black 2.
So much meat.
It was actually unnerving. It was like one of H.R. Giger's private sketchbooks. Everything was undulating. Yeah. Am I thinking of Men in Black 2?
I'm pretty sure you are.
So you swallow this pig intestine robot.
Yep.
And it just grips onto whatever's in your stomach that shouldn't be there, right? Yeah. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
And then you just poop out a robot and a battery.
They basically wanted to be able to control it remotely, because my favorite quote, by the way, from this whole thing is we need a small, controllable, untethered robot system, because it's really difficult to control and place a robot inside the body if the robot is attached to a tether. Just swallow this.
How big does the tether need to be if the robot is super small?
Well, the tether is very, very large because so much data going through it.
That's another thing that I used to do. I was supposed to swallow tether balls? Yeah. I used to swallow tether balls, billiard balls, like anything. Any sort of like, any ball that's not really for a sport, but is for a game that's pretending to be a sport. I would swallow
badminton.
More of a shuttlecock. Yeah. And I wouldn't swallow that.
Okay.
But,
I'm not even going to touch
though,
that.
Though, I mean, like in high school, there were some rumors about me.
You experimented a little with shuttlecocks.
I experimented. We all do. No, I used to, there was a
I
guy.
I always spit my shuttlecocks out.
There was a guy in, summer camp one year who taught me how to take floss and then cough it up. So it like.
No, he didn't.
You inhale it through your nose and then cough it out through your mouth and you can like.
Was his name Teller?
Yes. His name was Teller.
Was like
he taught me
Teller
completely
routine.
Silently.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. You know, he was just like, yeah, you just if you inhale it and then you cough, you can feel it come down through your mouth and you can pull it out and you can like
flush your nose hole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible trick.
And there are
Do it though. We're on
like,
video.
We're
do
on
it.
Video. Do it right now. And there's like a whole Buddhist thing or some sects of Buddhism or Zen something. I don't want to get it wrong, but I'm going to get it wrong. So I'm just going to say I have seen a thing.
Yeah.
Where people will swallow like an incredibly long piece of like cloth string, and they let the cloth string pass through them over multiple days.
What is the
Robert Crumb's brother.
Robert Crumb.
I saw it in the Crumb documentary. That's
totally.
Where I saw it.
And that dude died like very shortly after that.
He was not a healthy man and you could tell.
Yeah.
Both physically, mentally, spiritually, I don't know. I'm not going to judge that. But
it really doesn't matter how much cloth you ingest. It doesn't make you healthier. It turns out
the more cloth you ingest, actually, and this is counterintuitive.
It really is.
You get less healthy. Who knew?
Who knew?
That guy knew, but too late.
Yeah, we all know now.
Pour one out for Robert Crumb's brother, whose name I don't remember.
Yeah.
Other Crumb.
So
I mean, but what I'm getting at is like,
a tether,
you know,
would be problematic.
A tether could be problematic, but I could also see where a tether would not necessarily be problematic.
I envision the plumbing guy coming with the Roto-Rooter, you know, where he's got like the long thing where he snakes your drain.
Like colonoscopy cameras.
Right. Those are going in the other way.
But they are on a tether and you do have to pass them.
That's a good point.
You could come up with a tether that eventually just you pass it along with everything else.
Well, these guys figured out a way to remove the tether, control it with magnets, and they say the next step is to add sensors to the robot and redesign it so it's able to control itself.
Nope.
Autonomous meat origami robot.
Now,
come on.
The robot only has so much time to take you over from the inside before you digest it.
Oh, it's a poetic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it poetic?
It's like one of those.
It's a suicide mission.
It's like one of those parasites that goes into a crab and kills it and like uses the crab like a puppet.
Yeah.
It would be like, but it's a robot.
Yeah. And it's so a robot that as soon as it starts its mission is slowly being whittled away by your stomach acids.
And it's like, there are two ways out of here.
Both of them are bad.
Both of them are bad. I'm going to come up with a third option. I'm swimming up through the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah. And then it's going to attach itself right to your cerebral cortex.
And if they try to shut it down, they can't because it'll just power itself with the watch battery that you swallowed like an idiot.
Oh my God. You are the agent of your own demise because you swallowed a power source for this thing.
You're just going to let it live in you infinitely because I mean those batteries last a really long time.
They really do.
And I mean like that robot's going to have enough time to get up through there.
3,500 people. That's a robot army is what that is.
Yeah.
3,500 people who powered the robots that are inside them. I mean, we have only ourselves to blame here.
Really, the only test to tell if somebody is a human still or one of these terrible robots is asking you if they want to eat pig intestine. And like, most people are going to say no to that anyway. So how do you tell?
If you just say, here's a sausage. You want some sausage? I'm always down for sausage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guess you could do it through sausage. Yeah, you could just be like, hey, how do you feel about eating sausage? Or maybe they would want to eat sausage. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows what their thoughts would be.
I mean, you don't eat sausage, so you would be immune to this whole thing.
Well, I'm just wondering if not wanting to eat sausage or wanting to eat sausage would be a sign that you have a sausage robot in you.
This summer.
No, it wants you to eat sausage because it can add it to its own body mass.
The sausage robots have only one thing in their way. Vegetarians. Dun, 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 dun. The vegetarians will rise. Dun, 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 dun. The robots are meat. Dun, 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 dun. Who will stand in their way?
I would fight them, but my energy levels are really low because my diet is mostly lentil based.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm trying to like incorporate some alternate protein sources into my diet. You know, like a protein powder that's like vegan and stuff, but it's, I don't know. It doesn't taste good. I'm really struggling with it.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, it's your own fault for eating the robot. You knew the robot was unethical.
Laser pistols versus soy. Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, look, I've been telling you guys forever that Meatless Mondays are really going to make a difference in the world. You didn't listen to me and you got what you deserve.
Oh, God, get down!
I want to swallow one of these robots. Don't you mean you want to get the robot out of you? No, I can't listen to your vegetarian bullshit anymore. Just knock it the fuck off, man.
Yeah.
Self-righteousness will save us all.
That's the only thing we have. It's the only thing we have.
That's what I have tattooed on my abs.
Of the 3,500 strong robot army.
I have it tattooed on my fingers. Self and then righteousness.
Nice.
It's...
it's
multiple letters. Yeah, it's not. I mean, self
around.
Fits really well.
Yeah.
And to be fair, the tattoo artist told me that it wasn't going to fit, and I told him he didn't know my business better than me.
It just goes.
I think I know what I want on my hands, and I think I know how it's going to look. Thank you very much.
How come one of your knuckles just says R-I-G-H?
Self-rigga. And then I have to turn around. I have to be like that YouTube video where people have the lyrics to songs on different fingers.
Yeah, it's to remind myself when I do my finger exercises.
I'm all for this. I mean, obviously,
this is brilliant.
It's
a really
smart idea. I mean, if the magnets are really, really small, I mean, because that's the thing. If you think about magnetic materials, magnetic minerals.
Yeah.
I mean, there are micro quantities of those in the things that we eat all the time anyway.
There are probably already magnets in sausages.
I mean, well, you think about things that are magnetic. You think about, like, and those minerals are in everything. Some of it, like, they're in recommended daily allowances, right?
Yeah.
Get your iron, get your magnesium, get, like, all of these things. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to
get your battery.
You get your battery acid, get your lithium.
Yeah, you need it.
How much lithium are you supposed to, you know, the USDA says that you're supposed to have at least 16 units of lithium every day.
You have to have 16 volts of
but
of
17
power
is deadly. So it's tricky.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
This is a very, I think, brilliant solution to this. And the idea that it starts as a little capsule and then unfolds in your stomach to be larger and then can wrap itself around the foreign object. They're also talking about using it to deliver medicine or patch internal wounds. Like if you swallow a series of razor blades or something.
Yeah, because they came in a strip.
Yeah, because, you know, if you buy
one strip of razor blades, please. That's how I buy them, is I go to the drugstore and they have them on that big wheel.
Yeah.
And you just go, whirr! yeah, and then you cut one off. Yeah.
You know, you need 15, 16 at a time.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
It's dangerous that that's how they disseminate razor blades. It's very, very dangerous.
Well, you just got to worry about your pull velocity.
The number of times I've seen kids running down the aisles with these razor blades on the wheel, just watching them unravel.
How else are you going to ship them? That's the only way to ship them in big round packets.
I don't understand the logistics of it. I'm not going to say that there's a better way to do it. I'm just reminding us all that buying razor blades is one of the most dangerous things we do day in, day out.
Right.
Right.
But I mean, how am I going to get my daily razor blade if not purchasing it?
USDA says that you should get 3 to 5 razor blades, but 6 is deadly.
Exactly. And then here we go. We have all of the internal wounds that we've got maybe patched up by a robot, autonomous.
So when they throw this robot down, what does it have? What is the payload that would stop this internal wound? Do they say?
I haven't figured that out yet. This is just a goal for the future.
Okay.
But I figure it's probably more meat. You gotta fight meat with meat, I think.
And I'm picturing that foam that you spray to for tire punctures.
Yeah, internal tire puncture, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like caulking. You have to get.
It's like a caulking. It's like a shuttle caulking.
So basically,
of your
you're just swallowing. You're swallowing caulk at that point, so you can.
Wow, the last one was just. It was just too. It wasn't on the nose enough for you. The shuttlecock thing was just like too vague. It was too vague. Well, you're like, how do I get more specific and on the nose with this? Because I don't think people are getting it.
I pronounced it caulk.
I know you did. That's
I don't understand why anybody would have any. Confusion there. You're swallowing quark.
The beginning of organic machinery, is that a thing that worries you? Because I think when we talk about, I seem to remember when we talk about organic machinery on a larger scale, it gives you the heebie-jeebies.
A bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think this is organic machinery. This is a machine sort of using organic material as a...
So an organic machine?
Oh, wow. You're right. It feels more like it's a machine inside. Well, that's what organic machines are. Hmm. Well, I guess we'll just have to.
Well,
I
welcome our cyborg overlords, I guess.
Here we go. They start small and adorable. What if it's like a little origami swan? I bet that would be more.
Oh, yeah. Or like one of those hopping frogs.
Yeah.
And the doctor's just like, open your mouth.
Oh, boop, boop, boop. Yummy.
And now it controls your mind.
Oh.
There's no saying no to an origami frog hopping into your mouth, even if you know that it's going to control your mind.
Yeah.
No, this is brilliant, and it seems like it's a huge step ahead, and I'm kind of excited to see what other things they're going to be able to do with this.
Yeah.
As the technology gets, I don't know, more advanced, more precise. It's going to be dope. I'll swallow all of the machines.
Yeah, man. Well, would you, now here's the question. You're a vegetarian. Would you swallow the meat to save yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
100%.
You're not that strict.
No, I'm not strict enough to die over it.
Okay.
Like, that's the funny thing is like, I don't want to digress into this. I hate digressing into vegetarian bullshit, so we're not going to do it. But yes, I would absolutely, if they were like, swallow this thing, it's going to repair your inside or you're going to die. The answer is yes, no matter what the thing is.
Okay. What if it's caulk?
Hey everyone, are you enjoying the show? Despite Jeff? I sure hope so. If you are, there are a few ways that you can support us. Number one, if you'd love to see the show on video, we are going to launch video for everyone sometime in June. I'm hoping the first week of June. But patrons are seeing these video tests every single week.
And if you want,
yeah, and if you want to be up on those, plus get bonus episodes.
Yeah, but Anthony, being a patron has got to be real expensive, right?
Well, here's the crazy thing, Jeff.
Yeah?
No. And stop interrupting me mid-sentence.
All right.
If you want to see these video episodes, you can support us for as little as $1 a month.
$1 a month?
If you want to support us for a little bit more than that, if you want to go up to $3 a month, you get the entire little conversations that we have before every episode. $5 a month, we do a monthly video hangout where you guys can jump on camera and chat with us. $10 a month, you get extra episodes. This is good deals.
I think so. And the only place you can get those deals is at patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. That's patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
What do you think?